What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Nerd Offensive. After a couple weeks off.
Yep. Timing just wasn't on our side.
No, it wasn't. But hey, until this pays our bills, then other shit takes priority.
You got that right. But we still try to bring you the best. So yeah, it's just, you know, Scott and I back.
20 listeners out there.
Thank you so much, our 20.
I want to know who these people are, because I know, like, two.
The only people that really respond to our stuff, yeah. There's only, yeah, we need a...
Eric and Steph. The rest of you are strangers, and it's kind of creepy.
No, I dig it.
It's almost like they're voyeurs, just watching from afar.
Oh, I see. But hey, strangers, they make a lot of podcasts happen, so... It's like, that's what it's all about. It's just random people stumbling across it. You don't know who your fan is. People got weird fans. Maybe we don't want to know a couple of these people. Maybe, you know, now that I think about it, there's probably a couple of them that they're just like, yeah, remember that time we went for some
weird gifts? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know, but you never know. There's going to be that one person. It's like, remember that time we went for a walk in the park? Oh, yeah, you don't know. But I was there.
Imagine the kinds of random hot sauces the guy from Hot Ones gets.
Right?
But he gets some weird shit.
He's just like, this one's made from my own special sauce. And you don't want to know what my own special sauce is, yeah, but it's probably bodily fluids. He's like, love a fan.
Yeah, that show is awesome. You definitely got me down a rabbit hole with that one. I've watched... probably 90% of them at this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and there's so many good guests. Oh! I think I'm dying to something, or some cotton mouth, I have no idea who they are. Right. But there's a lot of them. It's like, luckily, they got like TJ Miller before he all got in trouble. And it's like,
still
I hope
kinda
that.
Weird, though.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't affect the Deadpool movie too much, even though.
I don't see why it would.
Well, Weasel's a very important character. In the actual comic series, so, I mean, maybe the movies won't do that much, but again, the first movie, he was a major player. So,
well, the second movie is already in the can. They're not going to cut him out or anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, I mean, they've already got rid of him in those Mucinex commercial. Mucinex? Is that what it is?
Did they?
Yeah, they got somebody who kind of sounds like him, but is not him.
And that's gone through so many changes anyways. Who really cares?
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, a lot of people get in trouble. I mean, James Franco just got yelled at. Well, I don't know if it's just happened. I think
it was a while ago.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff we have on the list here is a while ago.
Well, it's been a minute. I mean, the Super Bowl even happened.
Yes. Congratulations to the Eagles.
Yeah. And,
way to go, Philly fans.
Yeah, and sorry to the city of Philadelphia.
Stabbing people during parades and shit.
Oh, somebody got stabbed during the parade?
Two people.
Jesus, the city of brotherly love, my ass. And again, it was just like one of those things. It's like, yeah, I get it. You won a Super Bowl.
Fuck shit up during sports.
Yeah, but why do you get to go destroy the town? That's what I don't understand. Is you win the big game, but you don't get to go destroy the town. Your fans go and destroy the town. It's like, if anybody should be destroying that city, it's the people that are actually participating in the winning of the game.
Right.
Not the people who'd been drinking like 12 hours before the game even started. Just waking up going, fucking Eagles! Yeah, we're going to do it! And then other people are just, fucking Patriots! We got to do it! You know who deserves a riot, actually? Is the team that loses. The team that loses should be the one that's out there destroying the city, because it's like, fuck, we lost. Let's break everything in sight. But instead, it's the team that wins.
Well, now we'll have even more chance for people to loot and riot for a winning team in a few years here when the XFL comes back, you know, because that's going to be a hit because it worked out so well the first time.
And that's also one of those interesting things to think about, too, the XFL being a fan of wrestling, maybe the XFL won't be so crazy. It's like, again,
like I said, no gimmicks, no no one with a criminal record.
Well, yeah, because it's like nobody ever went and rioted in a city after The Rock lost the title, you know? Or Stone Cold loses and the people riot. It's like, uh-uh. I've seen a couple signs, though, like at ECW One Night Stand, the second one, when Rob Van Dam won Money in the Bank and challenged John Cena, there was a sign that said, if Cena wins, we riot. And luckily...
You see those a lot.
Yeah, but... and every time I've seen one, Cena actually loses. So that's one of those weird things to think about. If he won, would there actually be a riot?
No.
Because nobody would have seen him in the ring in the first place. Da 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 da.
Da 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 da. I'm not even going to acknowledge that because that was just horrible. Let's see here. Let's just find some things I can get through real quick on the list here. Nintendo is partnering with the people that make Despicable Me to make a Mario movie.
Oh, so it's going to be animated.
Yes, so I have full faith in that. I'm totally behind that. They should definitely never try and go the live action route again.
It should always be animated. You
know, yes. Agreed there.
Because it's a me, Mario, does not work coming out of any fucking human being besides somebody doing a voice.
Right. Let's see here. Stick with Mario and go with Mario Kart going mobile in 2019. I think it's a great move and I can't fucking wait.
I think it's a completely
genius idea, and I don't know why they didn't do it sooner.
Yeah, because there's been some really good adaptations to mobile. At least, I don't know about all of them, but most of Lego games that I've ever played on mobile, it's like, it's worth like the $4.99 to get these, because they're authentic, especially the Lego Jurassic Park. Lego Jurassic Park is pretty much like the console version, but it's on your fucking phone.
And if they could work in some kind of chat system, that'd be great too, but I'll just take the game for now. I'm happy with that. That's pretty awesome.
A chat. Well, again, most of these games didn't.
Shit to people I'm fucking shelling.
I know, but a lot of these games didn't have a live mod anyway.
The Switch doesn't fucking have it to where you can talk to people, so I doubt this is gonna.
Is Mario Kart online?
PUBG is going down behind us. Somebody is about to blow the fuck up.
Right? Somebody didn't turn it down like we asked. But either way.
Yeah, why is it turned up? He has a headset.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and his car's on fire. But either way. Was Mario ever online? I've never heard of Mario. I never know Nintendo had an online thing where you could play with other people.
Yeah, you just can't, like, actually communicate with them.
You could see his underwear through his fucking jacket. That's just crazy. He's dying. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Uh-oh. I hear barking in the distance.
Animals are going crazy now. Fuck. Alright, so where the...
I love chaos. I love chaos. Let's bring it on. What do we got? Bring it on.
I have no idea. I'm fucking lost now because shit is fucking going
bad. Well, either way, we just recently talked about the Mario going to be a movie. And Mario will be Kart. Online with Mario that. Kart. Okay.
But,
Wait. So just because it's mobile, it will be multiple people being able to race against each other?
No, I'm sure. It'd be stupid okay. to be anything else.
Well, have they done that before? That was my question.
No.
Before we got distracted. I mean,
yeah, you can play
Switch or something? That's online?
I'm pretty sure.
Was the Wii U ever online like that?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't pay attention to Nintendo like I should. Last Nintendo console I had, again, was a 64, so.
You don't even play your one, barely, besides Friday the 13th.
Yeah, exactly. Well, which, and now I can't because, again.
What's going on with that?
First, let me explain the thing with my one is I can't even play Friday the 13th right now till I get a new controller. Because the dog decided to go to Munchtown.
Nice.
No. Not, no. No. That's not nice. I can't use some of the controllers. Luckily, the code, I can use my movie features. Boom, boom, boom. But either way, what I was able to do before the controller got destroyed was participate in some of the new downloadable content, which is Part 5 Jason. And again, now when you knock off the mask, it's actually Roy's face under there from Part 5. The one time that it wasn't Jason Voorhees. So it's also the one time...
Wait, what?
What?
The statement you just said.
Part 5.
The one time it's not Jason Voorhees.
Yeah. It's Roy Barnes.
Jason's not the killer in 2 movies.
Oh, huh. Yeah, good point. The one time it's not a Voorhees is what I should have said. That's what I should have said. Yeah.
That would have worked, but yes. Ha, I got you on a
technicality. Again, I pulled a Drew Barrymore. I totally forgot about Pamela. That's one of the people I'm expecting to show up eventually. I mean, I would love to play as Pamela in the game.
Or little kid Jason.
Yeah, and again, you get to unlock him in the virtual cabin.
Oh, yeah, I know. I unlocked all that shit in the virtual cabin.
That shit was hard to find out.
But what's going on with the single player challenges?
See, that I don't exactly understand, because they've only showed us the one scenario. I saw a video with, I always forget his name, Bugsy? I know why, because of the Raven podcast. I want to call him Buzzby. Buzzby is Raven's co-host on the podcast. But Bugsy and Adam are on their way to a party and their car breaks down. So it's basically pretty much the beginning of Part 5 is what it is. And I don't know about the absolute beginning, but when the first time you see Jason kill somebody, or the wannabe Jason kill somebody in Part 5, they're trying to fix a car. The dude goes off to pee, you know, and shit goes down. And anyway, in this one, Bugsy, is that right?
Who really cares about the name? Just...
I'm sorry. Either way, he's out there peeing, and Jason walks up behind him. So it's like, I think you have an option here. Is you either go after the guy in the woods or you go after the guy fixing the car, because the guy fixing the car starts at the battery and works his way to other parts of the car. So it's like you can kill him one way, and maybe if you go after the guy fixing the car first, the guy going pee will be done before you finish killing him, and it ruins your thing, because you can fail these missions. But this one just showed... him walk up to the guy peeing, before the guy was even done peeing, grab him, stick him up on a tree, rip off a branch, and shove it into his forehead. So it's like, it's a unique kill for the situation. And then it turns out the car's been on a jack the whole time, because Adam, once he's done working on the battery, goes to the area with the wheel. And the Jason walks up while he's under there and just rips out the jack and crushes this dude's face. And everything gets you points. So it builds up to, you know, XP so that you can unlock the other things. Because again, I think, and I haven't even been able to unlock it yet, is Part 4 Jason. But I got the DLC for all that shit, so I can go to the Jarvis house. But I can't be Part 4 Jason because I think you got to break like 120... or 140. Yeah,
you're pretty high up there in level.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they were nice and just gave you the fake Jason right away.
All right. Let's see here.
Whoa. Ooh, another thing though is I saw that there's still the trailer for Paranoia, which again, they haven't really explained much, but I think what it is everybody's a counselor, but one person gets to be a secret killer, and you got to figure, like, the other counselors who are not the killer have to figure it out before everybody ends up dead.
So how do you, yeah, I'm curious to see, like, how you figure it out, things like that, or how you accuse someone, or...
Right. Maybe if it's the same thing, like people will be searching the cabins. Maybe if you have a walkie-talkie, somebody could be like, yo, dude, a Tiffany is killing me, or a...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see when, if it comes out. Let's see here, next few things to go through real quick. This was a rumor from a couple weeks back. Nothing's really surfaced, but they're saying Microsoft may be attempting to try and purchase EA, Valve, and or PUBG Corp.
Whoa. Yeah, they're trying to be like Disney and just buy everything.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't know if there's anything to that, but...
EA has a lot of things going, so...
And a lot of fuck-ups going, so who knows? Ooh. Let's see. Also, while we're talking Xbox, a lot of UK retailers are considering boycotting Xbox since their announcement of all of the titles they're involved with basically will hit their subscription service day they're released. So things like Sea of Thieves, stuff like that, that's Microsoft Studios, will come out on Game Pass same day it's released in store.
Whoa. And so a lot of people are thinking about boycotting it because of that?
The UK retailers are, because they don't get any money off that. People that are already paying $15 for the Game Pass get the new games right away.
Oh, so it'll be out earlier in the UK is what you're saying.
No, that's not at all what I'm saying. No. With the Xbox Game Pass, the day that it goes out in stores, it's in the Game Pass. So if you're paying $15 for the Game Pass, why are you going to go out and spend $50 on the game?
Oh, so it's like just a better version of Gamefly is what you're saying right now.
Basically.
Oh, okay. I get that. I was trying to wonder. I'm like, wait a minute. For some reason, yeah, I thought games got released later over there. If you're going to be pulling
business from us, we're just not going to do business with you, period.
Yeah, that makes sense. But still, people are going to be able to have that Game Pass, though. So.
Yep. Let's see here. Let's just keep it going with video game stuff. Another quick one I can get through. Anthem was pushed back to 2019.
Jeez. Everything's getting pushed back.
Yes, I imagine. Yeah, this has got to be a must-win for BioWare.
But sometimes when games get pushed, it's not always for the worst. I mean, a lot of times, it's just so that they...
I think this is solely so it doesn't have to compete with Red Dead.
Oh. That's smart. I wouldn't want to compete with that game. You know how many people have been waiting for that game and are... Oh, man. That would not be the game to compete with right now.
Let's see here. Hey, Sean, you want to earn a quick 70 grand?
Whoa. What do I got to donate?
Don't have to donate anything. You just need to provide Capcom with footage of a real monster.
The hemorrhoids count? I'm joking. I don't have any.
The following 10. Bigfoot. Nessie. A mermaid. A Mongolian death worm.
Ooh, is that a graboid?
I have no idea. I'm just picturing something that looks like the thing from Tremors.
Yeah, graboid.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it had an actual name. Sorry.
Oh, don't worry. You haven't seen them all. You know, now that there's about to be a second movie with Jamie Kennedy in it. But Michael Gross has been in all of them.
Let's see here. An earth hound, whatever the fuck that is. I imagine maybe a chupacabra of some kind.
I always thought it was like that one, the dog with like the three heads.
No, isn't that a Cerberus?
They're all mythical creatures.
A Yeti. It can't be a Chupacabra because Chupacabra is on the list. Never mind.
You know what the difference between Yeti and Sasquatch is? Is that the Yeti is the polar bear version of a Sasquatch?
But let's see here. A flying snake of Nambia? That sounds scary as shit.
Right?
A Yowie? Not sure what the fuck a Yowie is. Or the Cornish Owl Man. half of these I've never heard of.
The Corner Shadowman sounds like that bird character from Rick and Morty.
Yeah, had I remembered this was on my list, I would have pulled some of these up so we could have looked at pictures of what the fuck a few of these are.
You should save those names. I mean, you got them written down, so
yeah.
We'll look it up later, and maybe we can post some pictures. Because I want people to see these things. I want to see this flying snake, which I just have a feeling as to like an eel that might be able to jump out of the water every once in a while. I don't know.
What?
Anyway.
Go away.
Let me podcast. Oh, this guy's trying to fucking... Yeah. Take your own spotlight, motherfucker. Get away. Back up.
He's just jonesing because they haven't podcast in like a month.
You'll get your time, motherfucker. Calm down. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
got more listeners, so you need to shut up. Weekend,
which is going to just turn into them playing Madden for another 8.5 hours and only getting actually 2 games in.
Right? It's like we rocket strapped this motherfucker. You know what sucks is like when people that have been on our podcast before they've ever done their own podcast, and yet they've got more listeners than us. What is that?
And what won't happen is for that? Very long if they keep taking month breaks. We learned that one real quick.
Dude.
Yeah, we
gotta
stop doing that too.
Right? And after the name change, we really stopped stealing UK subscribers. So.
Yeah, that's where we got a lot of our early listeners because, yeah. But anyways, the ones that stayed with us, thank you. We love you.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we kept a couple of you in the UK.
At the Nerd Offensive on Twitter because ours isn't taken.
Ooh.
Or at Sean Bracey, at Evil Has a Destiny, all that good stuff.
I always get mine
talk
confused.
To us, people. Yeah. Let us know what you want us to talk about, what you like, what you don't like. We can't make changes and make the show better if you don't let us know what you don't like.
Ooh, look at the cat rubbing up against my leg. Oh, that was the first time that one in particular ever showed me affection.
He's fat. He loves everyone.
Yeah.
All right, last video game thing here. I don't know. No, I definitely know this is for the bad.
Uh-oh.
It sucked the first time. It's going to suck the second time, whoa. Especially since the tagline is, it won't suck as much as the last one.
What? That's really what it says?
That is what the tagline was, is it won't suck as much as the last one. And that is Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn.
Oh, no. At least he's able to accept that.
You can't deny it. It's universally known as a horrible game.
That's why if they ever make a Steel movie, they gotta say the same fucking tagline. It won't suck as much as the last time. It's like, please. I heard that they're going to actually bring back the Steel character for this animated movie because they've already done the death of Superman. And then there's going to be a series of other Supermen, and one of them will be Steel. So it won't suck as much as the last time.
Steel, Cyborg, Superman, all those. The one with the fucking crazy glasses.
Yeah. But back to Shaq Fu. Is this going to be a side-scroller?
Nice rhyme there. Nice rhyme.
Thank you.
You could be a rapper just like Shaq.
Every once in a while, you know? I got those moments.
So anyways, what were you saying?
Is this going to be another side-scroller?
Yes. It looks like it's going to be makes a side-scroller with like actual fighting, like boss fights.
Was it his game or was it Michael Jack or Michael Jackson's game? Sorry.
Michael Jackson's
Jordan's
game
where you got to throw the
kids from the trunk.
Aha! Was it? Or sorry. Damn it. It was a real question. Damn it. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna think about it again.
You're like cat and chihuahua if I have.
Wow, right wow. Wow, knock it off, little one, and that's the dog. This cat could eat you. What are you doing? Anyway, was it the Michael Jordan game, or was it the Shaq Fu game where they threw the flaming basketballs?
That was Jordan. I played the shit out of Michael Jordan Chaos in the Windy City. Chaos in the Windy City.
Was that Super or Sega?
I played it on Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo,
sure.
Okay.
But yeah, I had that game. I played the shit
I think he
out
fought ghosts
game.
And shit too. He just
all kinds of crazy shit. That game was fucking nuts.
He was able to produce basketballs out of his ass like nobody's business.
Oh yeah. Ice balls, flaming balls. Fuck yeah.
You know what I heard the other day?
To have them ice balls to cool down his asshole after.
No, exactly. Exactly. You know what I heard the other day? Is the reason that Michael Jordan actually had to go play baseball was because he was actually suspended from basketball for gambling. He was basically like Pete Rose.
I could see that.
Gambling on his games and shit. He would even gamble on like games he would do at like the Y or something like that. Like, one-on-one games, you know? He would gamble on that shit. Like
who would bet against him in a one-on-one game at like a Y?
I don't know. But that's what he would do. He would gamble. And that's the reason why he had to go play baseball, is because he was actually suspended for gambling on the games.
I could see it.
That shit's crazy.
All right. Now let's run through all the movie shit that we've had since.
Here, let's just start with Venom. Because let's just get that out there because it's weird.
It wasn't even on my list. I was trying to avoid it at all.
No,
costs.
You can't avoid anything Tom Hardy does.
Yes, you can avoid everything that Tom
Hardy
does.
No, they will come out of the shadows.
I have avoided Bane since the very first and only time I've seen that fucking abortion of a movie.
But you can't avoid Bane all the time.
There has not been a good Batman flick since fucking Dark Knight Rises.
You could piss in some glass and call it Grandma's Peach Tea. I'm sorry, anyway. Why? No. Why would anybody ever talk about Batman and Robin? You do not talk about Batman and Robin. There's a reason why you're sitting over there on the couch. You just keep your shit to yourself. Do not talk to us right now.
And this is why you're on Stone Sports.
God damn. You do not talk about Batman and Robin. You don't talk about...
The first rule of being a nerd is we do not talk about Batman and Robin.
It's a classic, bro.
No, the only thing true in that sentence is the word ass. It's not a classic. It's just ass. Leave it at that.
All right, so speaking of things that... We're at least going to be asked.
I got to collect myself.
Gambit has been pulled from the production schedule, so it sounds like we are dodging that bullet.
Yeah, because you know who they had online to direct? They had the guy from the Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Time? They've had like four fucking directors lined up for this bullshit.
But the most recent was the guy from the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Dude, why would that guy... He's like, Gambit, I just don't get it. He throws the card. He throws the card. The card goes, boom. I have ideas. That's what it was. They said they were monumental disagreements on creative. Monumental.
Let's see here. Next thing, here's a fun one for all the kiddos out there. They're getting a Five Nights at Freddy's movie. It's going to be written and directed by one Chris Columbus of Home Alone and Harry Potter fame. Interesting. And as we've known for a while, it's going to be done by Blumhouse.
Yeah. The last thing I heard Chris Columbus has been trying to get involved with a few things. I listened to this podcast called The Movie Crypt by Adam Green. He was set to direct this movie called, like, Killer Pizza, which was a kid's book or something along those lines. And it was also being produced by Chris Columbus. But after a long time, it never actually happened. Hmm. So it's like, hopefully this one actually will happen. Because, I mean, Chris Columbus is a big name. Again, Home Alone. And if you've seen Dogma, you know somebody sold their soul to the devil to get that movie made. So...
That movie was written specifically for Macaulay Culkin.
But he still had to audition.
No.
He didn't?
No, it was written specifically for him after doing Uncle Buck with...
Right.
Oh, why am I blanking on the name?
John Candy.
No, the director.
Oh. Ha! Yeah, I don't know.
You do know.
I probably do.
Because he did all the teen movies in the 80s. Fucking
God damn it. The Breakfast Club guy,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
Oh, son of a
Eric
bitch.
Eric is yelling at us right now. That is a new staple on the show. Is Eric is yelling at
right? And now. I just mentioned Dogma, and that's the reason why they're in that fucking city. Oh, you know what? Pause this while I fucking look something up.
Okay, John fucking John Hughes.
John Hughes.
We are stupid fucks.
Yeah.
That will be the title of this episode now, is John Hughes, you stupid fucks.
That sounds about right. I mean, how do we fuck that up?
Because we're dumbasses and...
You know what I say.
Pot.
Marijuana. Yeah.
Pretty much. So, yeah, we got that to look forward to. And let's see.
Yeah.
Comcast sucking as usual. They're trying to fuck up the Fox deal and thinking about throwing their hat in the ring to fucking.
What do you mean?
Buy Fox instead of Disney.
Nah, they can't put more money out than Disney. What the fuck makes them think they can get more money than Disney?
Because Comcast has a shit ton of money. So
not as much as Disney. Think about what Disney owns. Top grossing everything? That's enough. They got Star Wars, dude.
Comcast owns a lot of the internet.
Nah. They don't own Star Wars.
Let's just hope not. And if they do, fuck them in their stupid asses. Let's see.
Oh shit, looking it up, Killer Pizza might still actually come out. But you know, they talked about making it years ago. It was supposed to be like 2016.
If you were to pick someone to play Mr. Rogers, who would it be?
Edward Norton. I don't know, he's skinny and can fit into a jacket like that. and he's a great character actor, so... No. I'm sorry, I was thinking,
How about the one and only Tom Hanks?
He's done enough.
Well, too bad, because that's what you're getting.
What?
You're getting Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers in a new biopic.
Dude, Tom Hanks is gonna have to change his voice a little bit. Won't you be my neighbor?
Dude, it's Tom Hanks, he'll pull it off flawlessly.
I don't know.
It's gonna be great.
I don't know. He did make me think that I
in Hanks we trust
with a with an ice skate. So I
in Hanks we trust.
Dude, I haven't been on this thing for a while. My fucking mic was all over here.
Well, it was still picking you up, but you are much louder now.
God damn it! Sorry. Either way, yeah. Tom Hanks made me believe I can perform an oral
welcome
surgery.
Welcome to the show, Sean.
Yeah.
32 minutes in.
This is where, if Tyler listens, he'd be screaming. Talking to the fucking mic!
Yeah, we know that's not happening, so we don't have to worry about that.
That's funny.
Let's get into shit that happened during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Specifically, the Solo trailer, the Infinity Wars trailer.
Solo looked really cool.
Yes, I'm digging the 70s or like 60s, 70s gangster look that Lando has.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's,
definitely
that's
rocking
just,
that big-ass fur coat.
Yeah, Glover at his best.
I hope he dons the cape at one point. That'd be badass.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think, yeah, he had the cape in the thing, so he should.
Did he?
He had the cape in the promo photo, yeah. So I think he'll be doing well, and hopefully we get some awesome Chewbacca moments.
Oh, absolutely. Infinity War just looked fucking nuts and off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
So many fucking people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to see a lot of people in that one. Oh, man. I'm trying to remember the next one. There was a new Jurassic World Lost. A Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah,
Jurassic World
it
Fallen
wasn't that different from what we already
well,
had.
Well, this was the reveal of their new dinosaur, though, I think. Or did they have a picture in some of the... I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was one of the more revealing trailers, which I really enjoyed. And then they had the, the Jeff Goldblum drive around in the Jeep.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we had what fooled us all, and we had the Dundee trailer, which actually just, as they said, you know, or a lot of people were thinking it was an elaborate fucking hoax and just a big tourism ad, and I'm sad now.
Right? Australia just fucking punked us all.
Fucking Australia. They want us to come here, but then, or go there, and then they pull this shit.
Right? Like, hey! We might have, you know, the most dangerous everything.
See,
but we got a sense of humor. Come on down, mate.
Now, if they were smart, what they would have done is actually made the movie, then made it to where the only way you can see the movie is on a flight to Australia.
You're going to have plenty of time to watch a movie on a flight to Australia.
Yeah. Like, you watch all the it's a Crocodile Dundee flight.
Dude, they would have time to show you the marathon.
Exactly.
It takes longer to fly to Australia than it takes to fly to Japan.
I think it's at least 14 plus hours.
Sometimes a flight to Japan is 17 hours. So it's like you're going to be going past Japan. Or is Australia is going to be farther. People fly to New Zealand every year to have the first baby in the new time zone. They're like, New Year's just happened. We had the first fucking baby. Congratulations, but, I guess.
It makes me sad. I didn't realize how much I actually did want that movie to happen until I realized it wasn't.
Yeah, I like most anything Danny McBride does, so.
And Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I don't care what anybody says about Ghostbusters. He was awesome.
Oh, he was the highlight of that whole movie. Mm-hmm.
Me and my professional hide and seek team. It's like, yes.
I forgot it. I need to watch that movie again solely for him.
Yeah.
Oh,
this dude's brutal. He killed everybody. And he's got no shoes on. You're brutal with no shoes on. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You if you don't wear shoes in anywhere. Sorry, this dude is just killing people in this video game. God damn.
And then
wear shoes, people.
Another very clever stunt during the Super Bowl, in my opinion. Netflix showed an ad there was a trailer for the new Cloverfield movie, and then at the end of it basically told you, hey, after the Super Bowl, go watch it. It'll be up right after.
Oh, it's not a movie, it's a TV show.
The Paradox?
The Paradox was a show.
Was it?
I thought it was a show.
No, I'm pretty sure it's just a movie.
Oh, I've heard people say show.
That's part of the Cloverfield series.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I thought it was just a mini series or something.
Maybe that's what you're thinking is.
I haven't gotten to look at it yet, so I read a review that said it was a show, but
I'm pretty sure it's a movie.
Well, I haven't even gone to look at it, so
either way, it's Cloverfield, so I don't really care. But either way, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, I still need to see that.
Now you can go watch it right now.
Right, and I wouldn't mind seeing the other one. I need to see it because I like John Goodman. So,
and I never bothered watching the first one because I can't handle fucking found footage movies. They make me sick.
I had no idea that was TJ Miller until the very end of the movie. And I didn't even know who he was then. I just remember later going, oh, that was that guy. My favorite was actually a girl who got ripped apart. She ended up being John Cusack's love interest in the first Hot Tub Time Machine when he goes back in time and finds that girl at the, what's it, Poison?
Or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know what it was about that girl. She was awesome. I think she even OD'd in the first season of True Blood. But nice. I don't know. She's a great actress.
All right. Now I've just got...
She was in The Interview as well. Sorry. Just throwing that out.
All right. Now I've just kind of got two what the fucks for this week. And both are from Elon Musk.
Oh. Did you see the landing of those...
Landing in unison. Oh, yeah, it was awesome. But
where'd the other piece go?
I don't think that part made it back. But
that's how shit goes sometimes.
Yeah, most of it came back. That's what matters. Anyways, before we get into the other parts of that, they're already sold out, but for $500 on his website for The Boring Company, They were
boring.
Yes, B O R I N G. It's for, like, boring holes. Yeah, clever, haha, funny. But yeah, for $500, they were selling some pretty wicked looking flamethrowers to prepare for the zombie apocalypse.
Nice.
Made $3.5 million in a single day.
And how much is each flamethrower?
$500.
Oh.
And then for $30, you could throw in a fire extinguisher.
Wait, for how much more?
$30.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But,
yeah. That doesn't help much because I've seen things where flamethrowers go wrong. And you're going to need a big flame. You're going to need a big fire extinguisher. I mean, that thing, if that thing blows up, you're fucked.
Oh, and then, of course, yeah, they sold 20,000 of them, and they're sold out now.
God damn. 20,000 flamethrowers? 500
a piece.
But again, damn. What drives a person to make 20,000 flamethrowers?
20,000.
Yeah, 20,000. It's
pretty wicked looking too, right?
That's all it is? Oh, that's a small canister, man. People are going to be running out big time. You're going to need that backpack. They're going to need to make an extension.
Oh, I'm sure people are already working on it. Get on eBay, you'll be able to find extra tanks.
Yeah, this guy saw aliens too many times and was like, I can make a flamethrower. Hey, make a flamethrower Ripley would be proud of.
But then again, we are also talking about the same guy who launched his Tesla into orbit.
Yeah.
Just because.
And does it, I mean, you know how many people.
Because they needed a payload.
You know how many people don't understand the don't panic reference of the car? Because on the thing it says don't
panic.
Yeah,
on the little like navigation screen.
Yeah, from Hitchhiker's Guide. Mm-hmm. People don't get that. And it's just like, I mean, I don't think he's really going to pick up any hitchhikers. It's not a real person. They're just like, look what we can do. I mean, it costs so much money anyway. He might as well be launching fucking cars into space.
Well, he had to send something up, and hey, why not a mannequin just chilling in a car?
Oh, and you know what I can tell from those photos already? Those photos are helpful because the Earth is not fucking flat.
We didn't need those photos to prove that.
Exactly, but they help.
I'm going to laugh 100 years from now. We're going to find out it wasn't a mannequin. It was one of Elon's enemies.
Oh, nice, nice. Turns out it's the real Walt Disney. It's like, he's still frozen, folks. Ah, see? That's funny. That's clever.
So, anyways, at 43 minutes in here, I guess we should go ahead and get into what are you spoiling this week?
Oh, really? Okay.
Might as well finish off the episode with that.
Yeah, yeah, I get this. And what this is this is actually going to be the start of a series. Because recently I got the chance to partake in a showing of the fourth movie in this series, which nobody even knew was happening. It happened back in October and stuff, and nobody knew anything. It only happened in select series. They were doing it as a tour. And until the 6th of February, if you didn't see it on those showings, you didn't get to see it. And then eventually on the 6th, it became available. But not at certain places. You ain't finding it at Walmart or any place of a Christian background like Walmart. It's like, if they sell edited CDs, you're probably not going to find it. So, it's from the Hatchet series. So that's what I'm doing. It's like, I love Adam Green and a lot of the stuff he does. He's done a lot of good movies. And then, the Hatchet movies are great. So we're going to start with the very first one. And, next week will be Hatchet 2 and so on and so forth until we get to Victor Crowley. And, with the first one, it starts out with this, weird intro into a swamp. You get these backwoods hillbillies. But this movie is the first time that I've seen a lot of these icons together to film since Wes Craven's Wishmaster. It was the first time I'd seen these people all together. Because the movie starts out with some guy, I can't remember, and Robert Englund. Nice. And, yeah, Freddy Krueger himself, and they're in the backwoods, and they're hunting these alligators. And something happens. The guy has to go to the bathroom. They dock their boat. Kid comes back. Robert Englund is just mutilated in the boat. Kid freaks out. Something rushes out of the forest, mutilates him, and starts one of the first time, like, one of the things they ever do. This movie is a lot of gore, a little bit like a gore horror and comedy. Like, it's funny at the same time. And so it starts for the first time in the series, one of the many times where in a scene where if something's happening off screen, you will just see buckets of blood thrown against a tree. And that's what they did here, too, because it's like dude gets ripped in half and then just poosh, blood against a tree starts the main thing, which in the first movie starts off with the Manson song. And they use that song a lot of times. They pop up out of a sewer. Turns out, oh, Mardi Gras is going on in New Orleans because they're in a Louisiana swamp the whole time. Mardi Gras, this is one of those few movies where it's like you could tell they didn't have that many extras because if you actually pay attention, they never had anybody change clothes. So it's like every scene is like these extras in a these extras in a different spot doing something different. You can always tell because this one dude's wearing like this purple and yellow sweater. And then they cut to your main characters, basically, which is Joel David Moore from Grandma's Boy. He was a... oh, God, I can't remember what his name was in that show, but he was the one who talked like a robot.
JP.
JP, there we go.
There's a guy that we play with online that Ryan's always calls JP. Dude hasn't caught on, apparently.
How much the clothes cost in the Matrix? Yeah. Right? But, yeah, it's like it's him, and there's another character who... for all intents and purposes, is the token black guy in the movie, which is funny because in Not Another Teen Movie, he played token black guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they just got so many different characters. There's this one guy that they meet along the way because they're trying to... the one dude is getting over a breakup. And Adam Green put a lot of his real life into this movie because he was like just getting over a breakup and feeling different ways, and so instead of partying at Mardi Gras, he wanted to go on this weird haunted river boat cruise. And so they go to this place, and they knock on the door, and Tony Todd answers, like the candy man, tells them he can't do boat rides anymore because of an insurance problem. Somebody slipped and fell and sued him for negligence. And then told him of another place down the street that does do the boat rides. So it's like they go there, they're introduced to another slew of characters where it turns out this one dude is just like a voyeur. He talks to these girls. He's a scammer. He tells people his name is Doug Shapiro and that he produces stuff like a Bayou Beavers and, you know, things like Girls Gone Wild almost. And he's got these girls with him and doing that. And the funny thing is about the guy playing Doug Shapiro, he actually has produced many Pixar films, directed Pixar films. He directed Monster U, and he's also one of the voices in there. He was the old fraternity dude who got with that one character's mom. Have you seen Monsters U?
No.
Okay. Gotta watch Monsters University, man.
Eventually.
You ain't hip until you've seen Monsters University. But either way, then you're introduced to a character actor named Perry Shin, who is a character named Sean. And so I'm a big fan instantly because, you know, I like anybody named Sean. He's the one who leads the boat cruise, and he comes out just talking like your normal Louisiana. He's all like, oh, hello, everybody. We're welcome to go on this scary boat ride. And it turns out that this character goes through a series of changes because he has that accent, and then he's got The Asian accent, because he's an Asian descent, but he was born in the Bronx. So it's like he does the Asian thing, then he has...
Weird.
Yeah, then he goes into his normal his New York accent. So it's like he goes through three different phases, and people are getting mad at him the whole time because he's just a con artist, and it turns out the boat ride he's taken them on is only the second time he's ever done one of these rides. Mm-mm. He's like, my brother just told me it would be a good idea. So his brother got him a job, and that was it. The whole time, they're doing this, the tour before they get to the boat. And they pass the cemetery, and he's telling people the reason why they encase the bodies in cement is so to prevent them from coming back as zombies. And somebody on the ride's just like, I heard it was because the water level is so high there.
Keep them from floating away.
Yeah, it keeps them from rising back up. And he's like, no, that's not why. He's like, just let me do my job. And I don't know. It just gets crazy. They get to the swamp. When they're trying to start the boat's having problems.
Go figure.
Yeah, and then there's this dude in the water who's just like, hey, don't go in this side of the water. There's a character. His name is Victor Crowley. Don't go. And the whole time the guy's trying to start the boat, he's like, hey, don't listen to that guy. He drinks his own piss. And it turns out that the character that's telling him not to go is also a famous director. His, what is this? Hold on, I'm sorry, we got a distraction.
Some
here.
Chick is randomly trying yeah. to flirt with my brother over Xbox Live. Dude, try and get nudies out of it.
She says 22, she's 22.
Hey, yeah. It's off, it's good to go, dude.
Wow, dude, this is I've never seen this before on Xbox.
Right? I've never gotten hit on over Xbox Live ever.
And the name is Mrs. Flirts 720. Right, you know, that's fucking local, dude.
That's what makes it seem like a scam.
Because 720 is actually
scams over Xbox Live. I've never seen that before.
Right? Send nudes. Yeah, that's the way to respond. Wow, what a way to interrupt the film. Either way, I'm going to continue on. The boat ends up crashing into some rocks. And some shit goes on.
Was it because the guy driving the boat was trying to get nudes instead of driving the boat?
Uh-huh. Now it's just time to run through some kills. Some of the best kills ever. Because this movie, it says an old-fashioned American horror story. And it pretty much was going back to, like, 80s tradition, but with some other things. It's funny, the funny thing about it is the fact that it is called Hatchet, because mm-hmm. that is the one weapon he's killed the least amount of people with, is his hatchet. But it's one of the ones that he gets right off the bat. This dude gets attacked by an alligator at some point, and they're trying to carry him, and they get in front of the Crowley house, and you hear this thing like, Daddy! And he just comes boring out of the house. He just, and he grabs the dude, just starts hacking him down wise. And when he's finished with him, he just rips the part of that body off, throws it, runs and grabs the wife, grabs her by, like, the face. They do this panoramic scene. It's like where it's like starts out with him with Kane Hodder. Mm-hmm. Kane Hodder is the dude portraying Victor Crowley. He's got his hand in her mouth. They pan around. When they get to the back of Victor Crowley, that's when they make the cut, but you can't tell. So when they pan back around, he's got the dummy in his hand, so we can just rip the top of her head off like a goddamn Pez dispenser. And hold on.
It's totally a bot. Yep. It's a bot. It's not even responding to what he's saying.
Yep, it's just like, what did he say next? What did he say next? But either way, he rips his chick's head off like a Pez dispenser. It's like, and it's all just this one perfect cut where you can't even really tell where it happened. It just, and they just get crazier from there. They built a weapon for this movie. They have this power sander. It's like a belt sander, but there is no such thing as a gas-powered belt sander, but they made one for this movie. Nice. And he just takes it to this chick's face and just... grabs her like that, and then there's this. They got the shovel. He cuts Sean's leg off with the shovel. The belt sander didn't kill the girl; it just fucked her face up. So she's crawling around while he's taking the shovel and he whacks off Sean's leg. Sean falls to the ground. He takes the shovel, steps on it, decapitates Sean. Nice. Then he picks a girl up whose face had been all fucked up with the power center and impales her on the shovel. So you get a little, almost like a little twofer. And it's two like, for grace. Yeah. I think I skipped a couple kills too, but, you know, leave it for, you know, leave something for people to find out. And yeah, shit just gets gnarly. And it's, there's this one kill where he grabs this dude, like squeezes him a little bit, some blood starts coming out, drops him down, rips his arms off. And they're in a cemetery and picks the guys up while his arms, after his arms are ripped off, swings him by his legs and just cracks his head until, like, the top of his skull just breaks open against the cemetery wall and shit. And it's just like, poosh, just over the top. Over the top. And that's something you'll find out throughout the entire series. It's all about over the top. This movie was meant to set up a trilogy. That's why at the end, it just ends suddenly. That's what I'll give you right there. Is it ends suddenly. And next week...
Just like this podcast, click.
Right? And we'll pick up right where it leaves off. Like this movie. But the only difference is we will have a different leading actress. But again, it just leads to more cameos. So
nice.
I'm excited.
All right.
Because this will be the first time we get to continue something. I was going to do My Bloody Valentine, but I don't really know enough about that movie. And I'm not talking about the stupid 3D remake. I'm talking about the one from 1981 that was the shit, where the MPAA actually had to cut out 9 minutes of footage because it was just too raw. Nice. And then only for the first time in 2009 where did you get the actual... cut footage. So check out My Bloody Valentine from 1981 uncut.
All right. So yeah, on that note, go check us out at on Facebook at
Stay Out of the Swamp. Stay Out of the Swamp.
Yeah, that too. At Evil Has a Destiny, at Sean Has at Sean Bracey, and
Sean Has a Destiny. I haven't figured that one out yet.
But. And at The Nerd Offensive on Twitter, get at us. And until next time, keep it nerdy.